minutes after 9 o'clock. A sunny sky, nice morning, 53 degrees on this Talk Around Tuesday, October 11th. Talking with everybody's favorite realtor, Steve Dietrich. How about that for a title?
That'd be nice, but just one of the few.
Just one of the few. Well, I tell you what, you've been doing this a while, so.
That's for sure.
How many years?
42.
Wow. See, I've been doing radio for 44, so you're catching up to me in a big, big hurry.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it went by this fast, you know, that. But it really did. It just cruised on by. I guess when you have a job that you like, it just goes.
Yeah, time goes, definitely. And speaking of which, I'm really glad you stopped in today, because I've been told that yesterday was kind of a special day. Yeah.
We don't keep track.
Don't blush. It was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. Yeah, how did I miss that?
Well, that's all right. It's you're going to miss more of them, I hope.
So. I don't miss many of those. Well, so we'll make you 35 and just leave it at that.
Yeah, I guess. You know, they always say you're only as old as you feel, but some days that feels pretty old.
Well, I was going to say, in that case, I feel like I'm about 106.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There you go. Well, let's talk. You got some events coming up here. You've got open house events coming up. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I've got two open houses coming up. One of them is on 15th Street North in Wahpeton. I don't have the exact house numbers on that. I'm sorry. And then I have another one out on Woodland Drive, towards the north end of Woodland Drive and on 15th Street. You can't miss the open house signs if
right.
you get up
there. I was just
going
to say, watch for the signs.
Yep, exactly. And they're both very nice homes, you know, and I would urge people to come and take a look through. You get some ideas sometimes about things you want or don't want, and sometimes you're looking at houses and you might think of somebody else, maybe not yourself, that you should call and say, maybe you should run over there and take a look at it.
Does that happen a lot? Do people kind of walk through and go, well, I'm really not going to bite, but I know somebody who might?
Yeah, I think there's some of that that goes on. You know, when you first start out in real estate, you're taught to do open houses because that's a good place to pick up potential buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I would say rarely have I ever sold a house because I had an open house to one of the people that came in there.
Yeah.
But the people that have come in there, I've turned around and bought maybe something else that just, you know, gets them out there.
It gets the wheels turning.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of those people probably haven't contacted a realtor yet. That's their first stop to anything, and where they get hooked up to somebody, and hopefully we can keep them in the pipeline. You
right.
know?
So what goes into an open house? I mean, do you serve up a big buffet and, you know?
Well, you know, we used to have stuff at open houses, and we kind of quit that because it doesn't work well when you spill grape juice or some liquid on somebody's white carpet or, you know, one of the kids come in and, you know, but I mean, we have some giveaway things, knickknacks and things like that, but we kind of stay away from the food now just because sometimes it could create a hassle.
That's probably smart.
You learn things over the years, and it cost me living room carpet in one house one time.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, maybe that's a mistake you make once and then never make it again.
Yeah, it was an expensive open house.
Hey, how are the numbers doing?
You know, it has definitely slowed down. There is no doubt about that. You know, the numbers of people calling into the office and, again, checking with loan officers, the pre-qualifications that people do, it has slowed down. Interest rates have something to do with that. I would like to think that there's still some good open time to sell houses yet. You know, usually school starts, it may slow down a little bit there because people are really focused on housing and stuff and just getting settled and get going again. But once that happens, you know, I'd like to think that October and early part of November are still good times to be out there looking for property.
Is that typical in the fall where you see kind of a slowdown?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, and then always... You know, they say the next slowdown is going to come when the snow flies. Well, another reason they do that is because that's a lot of times when people or realtors take vacations.
Sure.
They're not around to work the market either, so to speak. And so there's reasons why markets can slow down during the winter. But, you know, when there's not that many listings out there, you want to stay on top of it, even if it's wintertime, or you might miss the house you want.
So we're moving into colder weather, and some pump hoses laying outside. I think we talked about this last week, too.
Absolutely. And please do get those unhooked and get your water hoses unhooked from their faucets, too, because you're going to have a big surprise if you don't. And I'll throw in the underground sprinkling. Get them blown out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen where that part that comes out of the house froze up before they got blown out. And boy, oh boy, do you have a big sprinkler system.
I was going to say, it looks like Old Faithful when you hit the front yard.
It really does. So I've had that happen to me, so I know exactly what that looks like.
All right. Steve, always great to have you. And anything more you want to add before we wrap it up?
I would not. Just hang in there and have a good fall. I think there's still good weather coming.
All right. Well, happy 35th birthday again yesterday.
Thank you.
By the way, if you see Steve, wish him a happy belated, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
All right. 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When the weather gets cooler, wrap yourself up in warm hometown radio. Mornings with Bill Dablo.
My favorite station.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote.